We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know.
Flemington Car and Truck Country is out to break all sales records during their week-long 4th of July celebration, happening at every one of their 8 locations on Routes 202 and 31 in Flemington. This is Jay Black, and if you're in the market for a car, now is the time to buy. Take advantage of great incentives, incredible discounts, along with the most attractive pricing you'll find anywhere. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Porsche, Volkswagen, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Infiniti, BMW, and Subaru. And over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles, all clearance priced. Plus, finance or lease any in-stock new or certified pre-owned vehicle, and they'll take an additional $500 off when you take delivery by July 7th. Certain restrictions apply. See them for details. The week-long 4th of July celebration at every Flemington Car and Truck Country location on Routes 202 and 31 in Flemington. Call 1-800-FLEMINGTON or visit Flemington.com. Flemington Car and Truck Country, family of brands. Family, independent, not corporate.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
3, 2.
And welcome back to Speaking Millennial. This is another one of those episodes where we don't have Bill's dulcet tones to open the show. It's just me, Jay Black, here with the wonderful, super talented, mega star in the making, Jessica Nutt. How are you, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you? And I just answered the phone, so I think our guest is on.
Our guest is on. That's fantastic. Now, who's our guest this first time out, Jessica? I don't know.
Hi, Jamie. Are you here?
Hi, I'm here.
How are you? What's your last name?
Great. How are you? Gelaretto.
All right. We are recording right now.
Okay. So we're going to need Gelaretto spelled 15 different ways so that we can get it right for the actual podcast. Jamie, you're Miss New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. That is wonderful. How did you...
excited.
Now, are you... You're no longer... it's not a pageant. This is a contest? Is that what it is? What do they call it?
Competition.
Competition.
Is it not a beauty pageant anymore?
So it's always been a scholarship pageant, But recently, the Miss America organization has come out and said that they're removing the word pageant from it, changing it to competition, and that the girls will no longer be judged at all on their physical appearance.
And the fact that they're removing the bikinis has a lot of people upset.
Wait a second. They're removing the bikinis?
Did you didn't know that?
Know this?
Hey, oh, no. Jamie, Bill Spady is here. How are you?
Did you think this was a strip show?
No, wait. Oh, you mean removing the bikinis from the competition, not removing the bikinis during the competition.
Wow, I didn't even get that. I'm a little slow.
So quickly devolved. It's only a minute
Jessica,
in.
What happened? You're supposed to be in charge.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying that I just figured out a way to spike ratings. So
Jamie, my apologies for my co-host.
By the way, I put on this show, I'm wearing a shirt. It's a Duff Beer shirt from The Simpsons, Jamie. And my wife, as I'm walking out, she's like, oh, Miss New Jersey's on. What are you doing? Getting dressed up? This counts as dressed up now, I guess.
He's wearing a Duff Beer shirt. You really should see it.
It is a button-down collared shirt, right, though.
So it's a Duff Beer shirt, khaki shorts, black socks and sneakers. And my wife, my level of dressing up is so low that I put this on. My wife is like, whoa, somebody's excited that Miss New Jersey's on the show.
She knew?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told her.
Oh, because I was like, I feel like you guys didn't know who our guests were.
Well, you were texting. All right. You were texting just right, as I was leaving.
Exposing us. That's true. Yes. Yeah. I had to scroll back through the text that I sent.
Yeah. Saying, Miss New Jersey, we should call her. You had her on the show, right? On the
she
morning
was great.
Show?
Jamie, that was fun, right?
It was so much fun.
Yeah, and so what did I miss that you were talking about stripping?
We were just talking about the big news about the change of the contest.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that was out. Did that happen recently?
This was
the swimsuit is recent.
So does it give you a different feel going into it? Did you know about all the changes as you were competing? I want to go back. Was this a lifelong thing? Like you're 12 years old and you're like, I'm going to be Miss America someday.
Well, so for me, I started competing in the organization in the Miss America's Outstanding Teen Program when I was a sophomore in high school. So I started when I was about 15 years old. I previously really didn't know much about pageantry before then. It was not something that I thought about, but I heard that it was scholarship money. I have always been a dancer, and the owner of my dance studio, Trisha Sloan, actually is the one who got me into competing for the Miss America organization. So that's how I got started.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how no one ever came up to me in high school and said, "Gee, you're an outstanding teen. Maybe you should get you have an easy smile. Let's see if we can get you into the pageantry system."
What about you, Bill?
Definitely not.
How that happened.
So here's my question about there's no judgment at all on physical appearance whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you buy that though? I mean, honestly, there has to be something. Is it just poise and appearance? I mean, appearance has different things. People tend to look better the more confident they are, the more articulate they are. When you talk about somebody having a good personality, they tend to look better if they really do have a great personality. Right, Jamie, you agree with me?
Yes, I agree. I definitely think that it's not, I always felt this before the changes too, that within the Miss America organization, you're not judged on how beautiful you are, but rather how put together you are and if you're really presenting your best foot forward and if you are put together, if you are the whole package. So,
because what is beauty?
I've always felt.
Every
rose has a thorn.
Every pot has a lid. Yeah, there's a lid for every pot.
Oh, God.
So first off,
did you say every rose has a thorn?
Every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
No, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. No, Jerry Burke, our old executive producer at Chasing News, would say, there's a lid for every pot.
That's something
your
mom says that.
Jamie, yes, she does.
I love that. It's true. Look around and, your judgment of what somebody looks like is going to be very different than someone else's judgment.
Well, here's all I'm saying.
God, I sound like a liberal. What happened?
What's going on? Yeah, let me take the conservative
tack. Art is subjective. Beauty is so subjective.
Well, yeah, but on the other hand, 300 pounds, I mean...
Well, wait a minute, though. Fitness is more objective. Would you agree, Jamie? That's where we get it.
Well, I've always celebrated physical fitness, and I'm kind of bummed out about the changes in the Miss America organization because I've always loved competing in swimsuit. For me, I worked really hard all year long to obtain strong physical fitness and to really learn how to eat right and to go to the gym and to be disciplined to do that, and then swimsuits, my chance to showcase that. And I was a swimsuit preliminary winner at Miss New Jersey, enjoy the swimsuit competition.
Jamie, why aren't enough contestants pushing back and saying anybody that thought the swimsuit issue was something, there's something wrong or sexual about it, it wasn't. That was That's how you tell the physical fitness. Like, that was the whole point. The confidence. I mean, we talked to Caitlin Schoeffel last Miss New Jersey about that.
Yeah.
The confidence walking on stage in a bikini is something most people, even if they look good enough to do it, wouldn't have the guts to do it.
Absolutely. It's definitely an empowering moment for sure when you step on that stage in your swimsuit and you're showcasing your hard work. For me and a lot of the other contestants, we've never felt objectified or judged on that. So it's really nice.
So I've
got the swimsuit competition to celebrate your physical fitness.
Yeah, I've got 2 points here. One, creepazoids can find a way to make anything creepy. You could come out in burlap sacks and someone would be there like, yeah, you know, shank it.
Absolutely. It's a societal issue, not an issue with the competition.
And point two, I go back to the Italian Renaissance, right? I mean, the Renaissance men had 3 things that they judged themselves by: mind, soul, and body. There was an aspect to Leonardo da Vinci. There was an aspect to all of these great artists that believed that having a solid body was part of the, you know, tripod that kept up a perfect person. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to eliminate that, I'm just saying, if we saw, you know, I've seen my 600-pound life on A&E.
I can't watch anything like that.
I've never watched that before. No.
No.
I can't watch it.
In my fatter days, Bill.
Have you tried to watch it? And like flip through and you're like, oh my God, how did I get on this channel? I can't unsee that.
Yeah, instant turn off TV me.
No, for my fatter days, I was like, well, I'm not as bad as them. Things are going okay by me. But like, are we going to be at a point where one of them is going to be competing? Like, they're going to take a wheelbarrow and just like push one of the 600-pound life people out there?
My fear is
and they're going to say my talent is like getting stuff unstuck from my body.
But I think, and Jamie, correct me if you're wrong, if I'm wrong, if you've heard this, but I think it's mostly women watching.
So Miss America pageant,
yes, right? Absolutely. And I think that women are often the hardest on each other. And it's again, a societal issue. I think we need to be building each other up rather than tearing each other down. And if a woman chooses to compete in the swimsuit phase of competition, then she should be celebrated for that and celebrated for her physical fitness, not torn down because it is seen as a sexual thing when it's not.
Anytime I think of a beauty competition, I think of the catfights that must be going on between all the contestants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
like, where's my hairbrush? You know, like stealing each other's hairbrushes or things.
Oh, was
like
this
that.
Yours, sweetie? I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
You know, it's so funny because it's not. It really is nothing like that. I've met some of my best friends through competing in pageantry, and even after I won, the girls that I compete with were really excited for me. And throughout the year, I hope that I represent them well, and I know that they're some of my biggest supporters.
It's okay, Jamie. Nice. I've often lied to the people that I've worked with during a comedy competition and gone, "I'm so excited for you." So yeah. I believe 100% that you did hear that.
Now, you know what, Jay? Now that you shouldn't have said that because I was just about to say
what.
I, being in the green room, waiting to go on, sitting with the other folks who are about to perform, everybody's positive because you're all in the same boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me, Jay, all this time, you're like, oh, I hope you really kill it out there. Good luck. It was all nonsense?
Well, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
He's going to bury you.
Right, that's what I was thinking of, Jessica. That's exactly it.
What was that?
When the comic, who shall remain nameless, who we have performed with.
Which one?
Said he was going to bury you.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I'm going to bury you. Yeah.
And you were so pissed about that.
Well, because you don't say it.
Because it's real. We all kind of, you got to support each other.
Right. Yeah, outwardly.
It's like Trev and I. I wished him good luck. Have a great show tonight, Trev.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
I meant it.
Oh, you know what else is going on out there? We didn't tell Jamie about yet. They are doing mermaid body painting outside.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right in the studio.
Is that why, when I walked in, Lou Hockman.
Yes.
Said, hey, do you want to be a mermaid? Uh-huh. And I said, I don't know how to answer that question. Yeah. I'm going to go record the podcast.
There is a professional makeup artist coming.
So that was real?
Yeah.
Well, what did you think?
I don't know. I thought it was some weird thing he was saying.
Be weirder if it wasn't real. Like, it's weird that it's real, but it's weirder if he thought, like, hey, I know how to get to Spadia's heart. I'm going to talk mermaids with him.
Knowing that
We'll be friends.
I would love to go be dressed up like a mermaid.
No, I thought I thought they were doing, like, some Photoshop thing because all the cameras are out.
Yeah.
I thought, like, they were doing some mean. I don't know. You know what? I don't know what I thought.
Jessica, Jamie, could you please explain the girl mermaid thing? My daughters love mermaids.
Aww.
And I don't get it. Like, I get that they're pretty and they have nice hair, but they also have a fish body. So, like,
I think it's a mystical thing. Like, because they're not real, it seems enchanting almost.
I mean, I guess that's a good explanation of it. I don't know. It's just, I keep explaining to my daughter, like, you know, if you're going to aspire to something, maybe aspire to be a human, you know, not like a fish thing.
A good human.
Any kind of human.
Mermaid has a lot to do with it, too, the movie.
Yeah, but at the end of that movie, she becomes a regular person, doesn't she? Doesn't she grow Ursula legs or whatever?
I haven't seen it in forever. I think she gets to split her time half and half, maybe.
Saw another fish movie where she goes down into the water.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you guys see that Shape of Water?
Refuse to watch that, and I don't remember why. I do remember boycotting it, but I can't remember now why. I'm like, not watching that.
Spoiler alert, that's how it ends. Yeah. So, sorry.
I think because you had heard our second episode, Divorce Hentai, and you did not need to see fish sex.
I think you're right. By the way, I don't know how we got on this, from mermaid to fish sex. Matt Rooney is coming back on the 6th for the wedding segment.
Oh, yeah, great.
Fantastic. Yeah, he's back from his 25-week honeymoon.
Jamie, I just had an idea. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking, what if, oh my God, this is a great idea. We want to get fitness back involved in the Miss America contest. One of my favorite shows, Ninja Warrior, the American Ninja Warrior show.
Awesome. Yeah, I love watching that show.
What if we set up a Ninja Warrior course?
Honestly, I think that would be awesome.
Yes, I've done it.
You want to start a petition?
Well, listen, if only we had a production company that could do something like this.
If only we had that.
Bill, I'm saying
we could. Let me think about this. I'm going to think this through. Wait, aren't there online petition things that we don't have to even go through?
Change.org. There's a change.org petition right now to remake The Last Jedi.
There's no way it won't be looked at as creepy if you start a petition.
No, here's what we do. We start our own pageant. We could just do New Jersey. We'll call it, not Miss New Jersey. We'll call it like Senora New Jersey.
You sound like Donald Trump.
Yeah. So we start our own. But instead of Donald Trump, it was like, what if we did Miss America, but without all the talent and stuff? What if it was just boobs? Could we do that? We're going to go the other way. We're going to make it about just talent. Fitness is part of it with an American Ninja Warrior course. We'll put the crown at the end of the course. Y'all got to fight for it. Done.
Is that the same as the one where there's all the foam obstacles? Yes. Am I thinking of something else?
Yeah, nope, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's parkour.
I want to run one of those courses.
I look at that. Right?
I did it. It was so hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you do it?
In Cherry Hill.
They have one?
Yeah, you have like.
Is there water or is it like a foam?
So much upper body strength, and no, it's a bunch of like.
Is that the
foam
one you did
cubes.
For chasing? You did that. You actually like filmed it. It was a segment.
Yeah,
I watched her do that. That was hard.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It was fun.
The only people who do well on that are guys who are like 5'2" and 106 pounds, and it's all wiry like meth head muscle.
Meanwhile, Jamie right now is thinking, I can do it.
Yeah, Jamie's like, I can do it. About that height.
Yeah, Jamie has the quiet confidence of somebody who does a lot of work in the gym. Yeah, I feel like you do.
I went to the gym a lot this year to really work.
Like,
on
how often a day? How often a day would you go?
Oh, just once a day, but I would go every day.
Do you run a lot, or do you just do like, I don't know, squats?
Yeah, what's the Miss New Jersey workout? Yeah, let's hear.
Well, I used to be a runner, but I had double hip surgery a few years back, so my hips aren't that strong anymore to run. But I do a lot of cardio and a lot of weightlifting. And I went this year to our Miss New Jersey training sponsors, Training Aspects and Voorhees, and they're amazing.
Is that like a CrossFit kind of thing?
Kind of. I mean, the workouts I did there were really intense. We did a lot of cardio mixed with weights. And
what happened to your hips? I got to go back to that. Yeah. Unless you don't want to share.
Yeah, I had torn labrums in both my hips from dancing.
Wow. Oh, but that hurt.
From dancing, like doing what you loved and stuff?
Yeah. I did a lot of long distance running and 10 plus hours of dancing a week, and I think it's just overused.
You know, every profession has some, dancing, you can get a torn labrum, comedy, your liver can stop working.
Your liver stops.
There's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different ways, Radio, you might get a bum tongue. Like you're talking, your tongue hits the microphone and you can't talk anymore.
I lose my voice.
Yeah,
every year.
Well, I was going to say.
Right? Probably, every year. Right? Yeah. For like 3 days. Right. It happens every year around between January and February.
Yeah. Well, you got to wear a scarf.
No, I don't think that's it.
You got to wear a scarf. You got to wear like a Steven Tyler silk scarf.
I drink
all
hot
times.
Water.
Okay.
With nothing else.
And does that help?
No. But
why do you put lemon in it or like a cough
No,
drop?
I just hot water.
Hot toddy. Get a hot toddy.
Yeah. Put some whiskey in it.
Not at 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's what it's made for. It's hot, so it's not like real alcohol.
So, Jamie, speaking of alcohol, are you not able to do like anything bad for your body? I'm picturing like you don't eat any Cheetos. There's no beer.
No.
Right? Like
you're setting an example.
All fitness stuff, like you're eating kale.
Jamie just dropped off.
You know what? That was a good move on her part.
Dropped off on purpose?
She just said the line went quiet.
No.
And I was like, well, apparently someone hung up. I'm glad it wasn't me. I haven't touched the board.
I'm so glad we have Jessica.
Should we call her back to have closure?
No. I mean, I'm so glad we have you. No, I wasn't being sarcastic. I was being real because,
I'm so glad we have Jessica to screw things up.
No. I was saying.
Hi, Jamie. Sorry. I don't know what happened.
It's okay.
Wait, I'm going to. All right. Jamie's got to see this outfit you're wearing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did get all dressed up.
All right. So,
can we all get in this picture?
Yeah, let's everybody get in a point.
I'm gonna make my back straight so my
Jamie,
belly
do
looks
me
smaller.
A favor. I don't know where you are now, where you're sitting, but point, where should she point? Like toward the air.
Wait, what?
Just so I can say that Jamie's also joining us in the point.
I know.
We're all pointing toward the camera.
Right? FaceTime called her.
All right, here we go. Ready? All right, now I'm going to send, Jessica, I'm sending this to you.
Wait, were you just asking, what were you asking her?
I got completely derailed. All of a sudden, she hung up.
Jamie, we thought you hung up on us. Line went dead.
Did you guys know that I have the new...
Wait, is Jamie still there?
I'm here.
Oh, you are.
I have the new iOS 12, so I can now send Memojis. Do you want a Memoji, Bill?
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to send one to you. And
Jamie,
Jessica,
the problem is that Jay, his insecurity kind of just seeps into the whole atmosphere here. So we're like, oh... We were feeling inadequate. We're like, huh.
Jamie, how does this interview compare to actually being on the radio?
Oh, hang on. I sent the wrong Memoji.
What are you sending?
This is the right Memoji.
Oh, no.
What is a Memoji?
He's making a lot of expressive Memoji. Forehead.
Here, you'll see. Wrinkles. Check it out. I'm just sending it now to you guys. It's my face. I made my own cartoon face in my phone. That I can send my own cartoon face
to
people.
All right, so Jamie, let's talk for a second. When does you are officially Miss New Jersey? You're wearing the crown. When do the activities start? Like, you got to get ready for September. I feel like it's here.
Yeah, it feels super close. I've been making appearances since I've been crowned, which I've been busy and I'm very thankful for that. But I am preparing for Miss America. I'm not quite sure what is going to be in place of the swimsuit competition, so I'm not sure how to prepare for that segment. So I'm looking forward to more information.
It's not fair.
What if they went hard in the other direction? It's like mud wrestling is going to replace it. Like, wow, this doesn't feel like it's actually changing it in any kind of good way. Because Caitlin, so one of the things that when we first talked to Caitlin last year after she won, she seemed to really embrace the sort of umbrella, morals of the whole thing. Like, you got to be like a good representative of the state at all times. And I always felt like that was like overwhelming. Do you find it overwhelming at all, Jamie, that people are like kind of looking at you and like, you're the state now? I mean, much more so than the governor, I would imagine.
Well, I think if anything, it's really exciting, and it's an honor to represent the people of New Jersey and the other contestants that I competed beside. So I think it's nice. And I mean, I guess if I think about it too much, I get a little bit nervous, but overall, I really enjoy it.
You know what? Jamie's not going to raise our taxes either.
So
there's that.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't have the power, Jamie. To do that.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie. Yeah.
But if she did, we'd mind it less.
Because
she would probably throw like a wink in, like, how about everybody pay 2% more, wink, and we're all like,
oh. And she's wearing a crown, so, there's something to that.
She seems nice.
How often do you wear the crown? Are you vacuuming with it? Are you wearing it to the pool, to lay out by the pool?
Well, it's a little bit heavier than the local title crown, so I'm only wearing it on appearances, because it does make my head hurt a little bit.
No kidding.
Jamie, when you got home after winning... You put the sash on, right? And you just walked around the apartment or the house a little bit like, look at me. I'm Miss New Jersey.
Well, right after I won, we all went back to the Forum, which is where we stay Miss New Jersey Week, all of the contestants and the hostesses. And we have like a little party on the deck. So I did wear it over my pajamas during our party and I ate some pizza.
I love that. Yeah. Of course.
It was fun. It was really fun. And then we crown our hostess. So we're assigned a hostess for the week. And whoever wins Miss New Jersey makes a crown out of pipe cleaners and they crown their hostess. So that was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Now, do you have a chaperone?
During Miss New Jersey. Well,
is that my hostess?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I'm making a Seinfeld reference. Jay, remember?
Wait, no.
You weren't a Seinfeld?
I was a Seinfeld guy. What's the...
He was like dating Miss Rhode Island or something. And then, all the girls had a chaperone.
Oh.
We
do.
We have a traveling companion.
Right? I thought so. So that's real. See, Seinfeld is real life.
Is it assigned by the organization or is it like your aunt?
No, it's by the organization.
Really? It's a woman or a guy?
It's a woman. Her name's Sally.
Oh, all right.
My cousin's studying to become a priest. He's in like a Jesuit program.
No kidding.
Oh boy.
And
no kidding.
You spend
that's
like
great.
A year.
Stop it, Jay.
What?
You spend, that's like, great. Stop
a
it.
A year with company.
Yeah.
Like if you got to go get something at the grocery store.
Someone's always
with
you.
You're accompanied.
Really?
Isn't that wild?
That's interesting. I'm not surprised. That's interesting.
I like the Jesuits. Of all the priests, they're my favorite. Because they like science. You know, like they're like, hey, let's worship God by like learning about the world.
We'll have a whole other episode. You can vent out your issues with the church.
Jamie, what school do you go to?
I came to it positively. Loyola, there was not one negative aspect
Loyola,
of that.
Loyola, where?
In Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
Loyola, that's a Jesuit school, right?
Yes.
There you go.
It all came full circle.
My dad went to LaSalle. Is that Jesuit?
I don't know.
You know, I don't think so.
I don't know. All I remember is he went to LaSalle.
Is that Jesuit?
Wait, LaSalle's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
In Philly or is it in North? It's in Easton.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I mean, I never visited.
Anyway, I wasn't born yet.
It's in the city.
I love it.
Do you love it?
I'm taking the year off to be Miss New Jersey, but I love it.
So how does that work with all your classes, your major? Nothing. Doesn't matter. They love it, right? The school must love this.
Yeah. They think it's cool. Luckily, I just finished my first year of college, so I'm not really deep in my major. I've only taken one major course, so it doesn't really hinder my studies very much.
Did I miss it? What's your major? Did I miss it?
Communications.
Oh, great. So is there, I ask this of everyone, is there a political future?
I want to go to law school, so I would love that.
There you go.
Cool.
So what are you, you're like 19?
Yeah, I'm 19.
Oh, boy, that's young.
Got her whole life ahead of her.
That's young to be representative of all the state.
Stop trying to apply pressure. You're trying to...
No, I'm impressed.
In case you forgot, Jamie, you represent all of us.
When I was 19, I was a big bloated video game playing, covered in pizza stains. I was wearing a sash, though. I had made my own.
Could expect nothing less.
It said Mr. TCNJ.
So when do you want this episode to drop?
This is our first one recorded after, like, we're all out. So this is probably going
to
go
Wednesday. All right, so Jamie, here's why I ask, because I'd love to have you back. I would definitely want to have you back on the radio before the big show. When is it? It's the Sunday of Labor Day? Is that when it is?
September 9th. It's the final night.
Oh, it's the Sunday after
Labor Day. It's to extend Labor Day. That's the whole reason why they made the thing. It was a business decision.
I love that it's in Jersey. I love that it's in Atlantic City. I think it's great. So
it's really nice that it's kind of in my backyard.
So where did you grow up? South Jersey?
Yes.
Like real South Jersey, like Gloucester, Salem?
Yep. I'm from Woolwich Township in Gloucester County.
Woolwich Township.
My granddad grew up in Gloucester City.
No kidding.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And I lived
in Williamstown for a while.
Where's that?
It's right off the expressway.
Oh, okay. Well, I was Belmar with a W and then Marlton.
Hmm.
How about you, Jessica?
You're not South Jersey.
You don't
have
to ask me. It's fine. Come on, where? I'm in Central Jersey.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
But you like to go hunting and mudding, so that kind of makes you official South Jersey material.
That's true.
South Jersey is like way south of Mercer County.
But
Mercer,
like,
Burlington, not south.
Salem County, that's South Jersey.
Yeah.
I think Gloucester.
Gloucester's very South Jersey.
Gloucester's south.
And it's
where's Woolwich? Gloucester, right? Come on, I know my counties.
Yeah, you're very county oriented.
I am very. I know them. I can name every town.
Really?
No.
Right.
So, Jamie, I'm just trying to do schedule now as we wrap this up. We I want you to come back on the radio for sure.
Okay.
And we might do something on Chasing News as we get closer. Right. So we'll do something for the TV show when you're there. What would be great is to interview you in Atlantic City.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Like during the preliminaries. So we'll work that out. And then when do you head to Atlanta? Like, when does it start? It started now, or you're just getting in shape, trying to figure out what's going on? Like, is it something formal?
I'm trying to figure out when I'm going. I think we're there for about 2 weeks before the pageant starts, at least a week.
All right.
What's the most visually friendly part of it?
Yeah.
Part of planning? Shopping for dresses?
Or do you do that? Yeah, I'm really excited to do that, to shop for my Miss America gown. That'll be a lot of fun.
So one big difference between guys and girls.
You don't have it already?
No, well, I get my gown from Coco Chateau. They sponsor my Miss America gown, so I'm not wearing the one I won.
I went to prom with Coco Chateau.
Did you?
She's great.
I just learned something.
What?
I assumed there was like a wardrobe room.
Yeah,
and you're just picking random dresses.
It costs a lot of money.
I didn't even think of that. Of course.
Yeah.
So you have to pay for it. Or no, they sponsor it.
Yeah, they're sponsoring my Miss America gown, which is really generous.
Are you going to go sequined? I guess you have to.
I don't know. I don't know what I want.
I'd go sequined.
Would you?
Well, you sparkle. You want to sparkle.
Yeah.
I'd go sequin.
I'm drawn to when I go shopping.
Maybe she'll go mermaid themes.
What else do you have to buy? You got to buy shoes?
Maybe I'll get a mermaid dress.
You got to buy shoes? What about jewelry?
It's all in the process, so.
She's like no a big deal. Way. She's Miss New Jersey, though. Of course,
she's representing the entire state, Jessica. All 9 million of us. So wait, will you have to pay for that? Or are you now looking for sponsors? Like, is the Miss America whole thing that you turn into a salesperson?
Well, I do have a lot of sponsors, which is really nice that I get to go to them throughout the year and I get things done for me. But then there's also some sponsorships that I am looking for. Like, I'm currently looking for a nail sponsor, which would be nice.
Done. I'll do it.
Yeah, so that's expensive too.
So, right? So why don't we drop this earlier so that people in New Jersey can have the opportunity to sponsor Miss New Jersey? So what are you looking for? Let's go through the list. We need a nail sponsor.
Nail sponsor.
You need your nails done for all the events.
Hair. What else? How's your hair?
What about hair?
I do have a hair sponsor.
What about brow wrangling?
I don't know.
I don't know my brows.
You have barely any brows.
Oh, yes. I didn't even know what you meant by that.
Yeah, I got big bushy brows. You got to have someone take care of your
do
brows.
Do you have someone like thread your
oh, God, no, brows? Not me.
Clearly not.
But my children.
Do you?
My children have been born
but
with
thank you.
Daddy's big brows. So at some point when puberty hits, they're going to have to come in.
How long have I known you? 3 years now?
Two years? Something like that.
Never noticed your eyebrows until right now. They are absolutely, like, it's almost like a beard.
I get them taken care of when I get a haircut, but it's been a while since I had a haircut.
Jamie, you should see these eyebrows. Out of control. Jessica, did you notice his eyebrows?
No.
Until right now?
No.
I look like somebody who was trapped in Jumanji.
I'm staring at your eyebrows now.
I think
now.
The beard kind of accentuates them
now. That's what it is.
No, everything is, here's the thing.
Did Jamie
a mess.
Get the picture yet?
Is Jamie there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did you send it to her?
Jamie,
there's a police sketch artist doing a picture for me.
So we need two things. One, we want to have you back in studio on the radio. We'll do another podcast as we get closer. And we need a signed picture for the wall.
Okay.
Good?
Sounds good.
Look at that. This picture, never mind, I'm not going to say it.
What?
It's me. Go ahead.
What is it? You're going to make fun of me?
Jay's eyebrows have some gray in them, so they don't look as big in the picture.
Let me see. Send it to me.
But you
I sent it to you. Did I not send it to you?
It's sending to Jamie right now.
All right. All right, Jamie, thank you. And good luck. I love your perspective on the fitness and the swimsuit. Good for you. I think you're a great representative of the state. And we will be back in touch soon. We're going to drop this probably next week. What do you think?
I would think so, yeah.
All right. We'll send you a note when it drops.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Go get them, Jamie. Bye.
Crush it.
Thanks, bye.
I liked her a lot.
Yeah, she was great.
She was great on the radio. She's composed.
A lot of pressure.
19, my God.
Right? She's 19 with that kind of pressure. Think about that. Like, this is, but I think the Miss America organization allows you to grow into the role.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Because you're going up from these small pageants and you make it all the way. Yeah. So it's not like you're famous overnight.
Right.
Because you get drafted to some team.
I think, and we talked about this with Caitlin Schoeffel last time, I think that there's an issue involved where it's a thing that came from a bygone era where, like, the idea of a beauty contest was not a big deal. So, like, they thought of it as a beauty contest. They, you know, it was a way to keep people there an extra week in Atlantic City after Labor Day to come in the 30s to go look at girls' ankles or whatever they did, right? So now it's 80
seems
years.
We're back to that.
Yeah, well, it's 80 years later. And they don't, you can even hear the way, like, they talk about it. They don't know how to describe it anymore because you can't say beauty contest. So now it's a competition of what?
You've gotten so tongue-tied.
It's a shame.
Trying to not offend anyone.
But just say beauty.
What's wrong with recognizing beauty?
Right. And because
we say that about art.
We think of it as just a physical thing and just say, no, beauty is an aspect of the full character of a person, mind, body, and soul. And finding someone beautiful is interesting. People care about it. So just do that. Like, the problem is with me, it's like, just allow beauty to be a wider concept than, you know, symmetrical features.
Well, but there's nothing wrong with the features also being a part of it, because some people are just blessed with good looks that are objectively looked at as attractive.
Or how about this?
There's some objectivity to it.
Some people are blessed with the looks of a 6.5, and then they work real hard and they get up 2 points. Eight. And isn't that great?
I think it should be rewarded.
As someone who's a solid 3 himself, I can tell you
you sell yourself short.
No, listen, 3 with these eyebrows. If you chop these eyebrows down, you put a little suntan lotion on me, I get to a 3.7.
For Miss New Jersey, Jamie is probably not going to be in the title now, because I think the title of this is probably going to be Miss New Jersey meets Jay's eyebrows.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
something along those
lines. Something to get the people interested at home. Like, oh my goodness.
All right,
what will Miss New Jersey do once she sees Jay's eyebrows?
We got guests lining up. I think next week we're going to be joined by, we've got a special comic guest. We've got a lot going on. All right, thanks for listening. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut. And find Jay randomly somewhere on the web.
www.grayeyebrows.com.